Okay. So let's start. Okay, so good. So we'll start with the smog. So okay, so just to summarize where we are until now, right? We have the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos that you should do Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum, right? Even and that should be seemingly it's Aramaic. And you have Tosfos, which seems to say that you need to do the third time in Aramaic because that's a more precise translation. You have the Rush, who says that Rashi's commentary is sufficient. So then we go on to the Smag. The Smag says, Smag, this is a book. It's called Sefer Mitzvos Gadol. This is a book of mitzvos. Rav Moshe Mikuchi, he was a French rabbi, and he says the following. In this, he has a list of mitzvos, right? There are 613 mitzvos. We're most familiar with, let's say, the Rambam. He has a list of mitzvos. The Bahag has a list of mitzvos. Sefer HaChinuch has a list of mitzvos. The Smag also has a list of mitzvos. So the and he says the following. This is Mitzvah's Aseh number 19. Pasuk number 19. It says Vani Danti Lifnei Rabosai, and he says that I argued in front of my teachers. Shapeirush Moil Yoser Bina Targum, and he says that the explanation, right, the commentary is better than the Targum. There's the like what the Rashi said, the commentary of Rashi. However, Velo Nira LeRabbeinu Yitzchak. However, Rabbeinu Yitzchak did not accept it. So Chachamar Rav Amram Sheheshiv Rav Natronai Davka Targum She Zocha Linasim B'Sinai. So there's some tradition that says that the Targum. Now you can debate this point, but that apparently the Targum specifically was given in Har Sinai. In other words, that you have Targum Onkelos. So that apparently, did he make up that translation himself, or was this based on a Mesorah? It's interesting. Say it's a Mesorah, but he's the first one to write it down. But there is some tradition that actually was came from that. Was that so that has some that has a Mesorah to it. As you, of course, you know that every translation is not only a translation is also an explanation. So it could be that just because you have a translation, it may not precisely. Translate the Chumash as opposed to something which has a tradition from Sinai. So how does the Shulchan Aruch Paskin in source 6, Or Chaim, Resh Behei Seif Beis? Says, Im Lamada Parsha Peirush Rashi, Chashiv Kamo Targum. So the Shulchan Aruch says we could follow the Rush if you can read Rashi's commentary instead of Targum. V'yirei Shemaim Yikra Targum V'gam Peirush Rashi. God-fearing person should. It's not to say you're not a God-fearing person. If you do this enough, it's good. He's saying that to fulfill every opinion, so you can read Targum and Rashi. Okay. But the so and the Mishnah Berurah explains what's the advantage of each. So if you look in source 7, he says in Or HaChaim, Resh Pehei, Sif Katan Vav, he says that ki a Targum Yeshlo Maila. What's the advantage of Targum? Shenitan B'Sinai. Right? Begamu Mefarish Kol Milo Mila. So the advantage of Targum is that there's a tradition that's given at Sinai, and he explains every word. Uperish Rashi Yishlo Maila. What's the advantage of Rashi? Shuma Farshe Inyan Al Pi Midrashe Chazal Yosemir Targum. So Rashi is more of an explanation. Like he very often will quote, Midrashim of Chazal more so than the Targum. Uvemes Kain Roy Lino L'Chol Adam Shiyumod B'Chol Shavua Hasidra Im Perish Rashi Levada Targum. And he says, it's appropriate for every person to learn the Parsha each week with Rashi's commentary and also the Targum. So this is before Daf Yomi. That also takes a lot of time. And Mishnah Yomi and Nach Yomi. But the original Yomi was the Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum. It says, Ki yesh kama parshios batorah. We prat b'chelek v'yikra. Shiv shal havinam klal ayde Targum l'chud. He said there are many parts that you're not going to understand just through Targum alone. You need Rashi. Okay. So it's almost like there's like a. Sometimes we do things that are like ritualistic, and sometimes we do things because they're substantive. So like it's almost like the Targum is like I would say ritualistic. It's a Masorah from Sinai, so there's an advantage of that. But you don't understand it as well. Substantively, Rashi is better, but from a Masorah standpoint, ritualistically, it seems Targum has an advantage. In any case, the Mishnah Berurah says Chashkum Targum Source 8 Valkein Yotze B'Meshik Kori Shnei Paim Mikra V'Echad Perish Rashi. So that's why many people, it's hard enough perhaps to do Shnei Mikra V'Echad Targum. So people do it, just with Rashi. Also, Pesukim She'ein Aleihem Perish Rashi, Yikra Osam Shalosh Pamim. And if it doesn't have Rashi, so then they'll read those Pesukim three times. Okay. And then there's one other view here, the Shut Or LeZion, Rav Ben Shaul. He's a Sephardi, contemporary Sephardi rabbi, Ben Tzion Abba Shaul, in source 9, where he says, Yesh Tikro Shalosh Pamim Yetz HaPasuk. He said, you should read the Pasuk three times. Kedin Pasuk She'en Bo Targum, as you have a Pasuk that has no Targum. Uchmo Pasuk Ruvain Shimon Shikro Shalosh Pamim K'mosh Kasuv HaTur Sham. So he said, again, a Pasuk that doesn't have a Targum, you should read it three times. And Mikol Makom, Yikra Gam Es Targum Yerushalmi. But there's also a Targum Yerushalmi. That's a different Targum. That's also another Targum that you can do instead of Targum Unkelus. Okay, they're different Targumi. The Ber Hetev in source 10 says the following. So his take is, he says Perish Rashi. Hainu Mishi Yachol Lahavin. So if you could do Chumash and Rashi, if you understand Rashi. About me she'eno bar hachi vade relikros kafi haTorah, perish haTorah sheyesh belashon Ashkenaz could go and say for tzena rana v'chiyotibo tishi yavin inyan aparsha. So Ber Hetev is the most substantive. He says, yeah, you can read Rashi if you understand Rashi, but if you don't understand it, then read like a tzena rana. So that was like an early chumash that had translations in German. So that is preferable, because he holds you should understand what you're doing. The whole goal of the Targum is to understand, not just to be Yotze, okay, I did a Targum, because that's what they did at Sinai. There's one theory that's like that. Ber Hetev doesn't like that. He's like, you should read that which you understand. And the Rav David Feinstein writes in Source 11, Yachal Lotzis B'Targum Shal Rashi Be'Anglit Al Hadrachim Sh'Yachal Lotzis B'Rashi. He says, you're going to fill it through a translation of Rashi, in English, the same way you can fill the mitzvah with reading it in Hebrew. Again, for the same reason. So that's like, you know, it seems you got the Targum, but then you have the whole school of Rashi, and if need be, the translation of Rashi. Another interesting question is, can you count one of the times if you come to shul for Torah reading? Does that count as once? Right? Does that count? Do we say, you know, there's a principle called Shomea Ka'oneh, right? Like, you know, in your household, right? So one person makes Kiddush, and other people are Yotze. How are they Yotze? How do they feel their obligation for Kiddush? Based on Shomea Kona, that if you listen, it's as if you said it. Question is, does that work when it comes to Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum? Is it simply a ritual, or is it like you have to read it? So the Magen Avram, source 12, he says the following. This is in Reish Pehe Seif Ches. It says, Yochel Likros, Vim Shama Pam Achas Meshiach Tzibor, Vikara Pam Achas Yotze. So he says, the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah also quotes this, that he says that you can be Yotze. It's not great, but if you need to, you can. You can do that. The Mishnah Berurah what does the Mishnah Berurah hold in Source 13? Ayin Magen Avraham, Shekasav, B'Shev, Lech HaChamudis, B'Devin Yotze Pam Achas, B'Meh Sheshoma Meh Shlich Tzibur. Okay, so he brings the opinion that b'di'evet you can be yotze. Like if someone all of a sudden wants to start this practice of shnai mikra vecha targum, when they don't have a lot of time, so to do to do it once, start there. But lechatchila you shouldn't hear from the shliach tzibur. But if need be, you come to shul, you hear from the shliach tzibur once, and you say it once yourself, and then you have you do one time targum, but he says mikom kom nira delikro belachas mil mil mashatz ein lahachmir bazer. He says it seems that you don't have to be strict about reading quietly word for word with the chazan. Kevan shemachavin oz gamli shma kol teirim pi hashatz. He said if you're being yotze with the baal kore, then you don't have to say the words. You can just listen. And he says v'magid vram hevi sham mishem mata moshe lachil nechon lasos kain kachlos kamachronim. But yet some say this might be the best way, that when if you go to shul and you hear the Torah reading, if you're saying it along with him, so that's probably the best. That's you're good, you know, if you're trying to save a time, that probably, you know, works out very well. However, he says, and in fact, the Yaakov Yosef, source 14, he says, Misha Shah Dechuka lo biyoser. If the time is pressing, and you don't have time to recite the shnayim b'kavecha targum, nochon lahoros lo. It's good to teach him. Sheyikra belachas just kol haparsha im hashliach tzibur hakor b'torah. He should read together with the shliach tzibur, pasuk b'pasuk, and then v'shu yasu ikra pam sheni shnei b'beso. Read it once with the Torah reading, and read it a second time in your house. Then you read one time with the whole translation. You fill your obligation. Don't rely on listening to the Shliach Tzibur. So there's what to rely on. It seems to me, if you're coming to Shul and you're hearing the Torah reading, it's best to read along to be Yotzei that. Okay. So again, we started off so far. So far we've said that, is it Targum? Is it Rashi? Even opinion, you can even do English. And then, does listening to the, there is an opinion, Magen Avraham, that even listening to Shliach Tzibur counts as once, but it seems it's preferable, you know, all things being equal, to say it together with the Shliach Tzibur. Now, the question is, how do you read it? So the Mishnah Brura, like, you do two and one and two, like, how do you, so the Mishnah Brura writes in source 50, he says, of Ina Kriyeshteos Bezebinach Rodim, how do you read it? Yesh Omen Shikra, Kol Pasuk Beis Pamim, V'Targum Alav, some say you do each pasuk twice, and then you do the targum. V'yeshomim sheyikra kol parsha beis pamim v'achrach targum. And some say that you don't go like pasuk by pasuk. It's like, you know, there's different chumash classes, right? There's a chumash class that you go to that's like read the pasuk, translate, or do you do a whole section, right? Like the more advanced class that you read a whole section, understand the whole section, right? So the same question, v'shalai b'kavech targum. Is it pasuk by pasuk, or some say no, you do a whole parsha twice, and then Targum. Meaning what? You read a whole Parsha Psucha Ostuma. Doesn't mean the whole Parsha of the Torah. It means a whole section. It means like a whole section. Not chapters. Right? The chapters, the Prakim for the Chumash, so that was created by the Christians, I believe. I think the Christians created the chapters. So that where it says Samech or Pei, you know, in the Chumashim. So that was created by Chazal. So he's saying, according to the second opinion, you read a whole Parsha. Right? Makes sense. You read a whole Parsha. And you read the whole parasha again, and then you read the translation. So some want, like the first opinion, so the Gra did the other opinion. So there are two different ways to do it. Some people read a whole parasha, and then a section, twice, and then the targum, and some read it pasuk by pasuk. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan has a third suggestion in source 16. V'yesha korin kol ha-sidra. Read the whole parsha straight. V'achrach pam sheni, then read the whole sidra, the whole parsha shavua the second time. V'achrach ha targum. Then afterwards, you read the targum. And he says, and so he thinks that, yeah, at the end of the day, he thinks you can do whatever you want. But those are three different options. And in source 17, he says the following. Yeshli stopik in ba'inan dafka shnai mikra mikodem v'achach targum. You have to do two parshas in one targum. O sheyatza kishikra. Kishakara mikra v'targum v'mikra. Or can you read pasuk, targum, and pasuk? He said it doesn't make a difference. Because some people, what do? They want to listen to the Baal Kriya and Shul. They first do it at home. Chumash Rashi or Chumash, you know, Chumash Targum. And they go to Shul and they hear the Torah reading or they say it. And that's good. So there seems to be a lot of different options. The Beis Yosef in Source 18 says, Kasam Arina Rav Yisrael Bichsavav. He says the following, Simon Kufay, the Dafka, so what about Yom Tov? The Dafka Parshas Hashabbos Chayv L'Hashlim, Avla Ein Tzarech Likros Parshas Yom Tov. So let's say for Yom Tov, do you have to do Shnai Mikra? No, you don't have to do it. So question is, why is that? He said, the Afo Pi Shekasa, the Ferish Rebbeinu Chanan, Efshe Shetam, Shechayv L'Hashlim, Parshas Yosef, Kdei Sheyirago, So the question is, why do you have to read the parsha. So if it's that you have to know what the tzibor is reading, then you probably should do it, no? So why do they think it's not necessary? Understand the question? In other words, apparently the custom was never to read, let's say for example, like a Pesach is coming up. So for Pesach, you have, first of all of Pesach. So people do Shnai Mikra, they get off for Shabbos of Pesach. Because Shabbos of Pesach, they're not reading the Parsha Shavua. There's different Yom Tov davening. Even for Shabbos of Cholam Pesach, there's different davening, different laning. So it seems the custom was never to do Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum with Yom Tov. So question is why? What's the reason?
Well, they're already reading the whole Torah over the course of the year anyway, one time, right? That's the idea.
So the idea is that if the goal is just to familiarize yourself, you're already familiar yourself with it. It would seem, by the way, that there's more of a pressure if the real reason is like the first reason that we said is because you might get called up for an aliyah that week. There's probably more of a reason to say it for Yom Tov, but it seems like what you're saying, Darachana, that it was never established. There's also another possibility also that I think we're going to see this actually soon, that originally Moshe Rabbeinu's takana about laning the parshios on Shabbos, that was an early takana. So it seems that Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum was the original takana of Moshe Rabbeinu to read the Torah and also do Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, to prepare yourself for it. The readings for Yom Tov were instituted much later. So if I remember correctly, I think like the Gemara and Megillah talks about when they were instituted, that was much later. The Torah, according to Chazal, Moshe saw, after they come out of the Red Sea, it says that they went 3 days without water. And he said, oh, it wasn't 3 days without water. It means, and then they were complaining. What does it mean? You can't go 3 days without water. What's water? Torah. It was there that Moshe decreed that you have to read from the Torah. Like, you can't go more than 3 days without reading for the Torah. So it's Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos. So but the idea of reading on Yom Tov, so that might have been a later takana. So Shulchan Aruch, if you look at Source 19, he's an Aruch Haim.
Ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
Technically, did everybody have a Sefer Torah of their own to be able to read? Like, how did this get accomplished that you would read it three times?
That's a great question. That's a great question. You're saying, to what extent did they observe this halacha? That's a great question. I don't have an answer to that question. That's really a great question. This is probably one of these halachos that people didn't fulfill. I wonder, there is a mitzvah that everyone should own a Sefer Torah. There's always like a lot of questions. What mitzvahs do people observe? What mitzvahs do people not observe so much? But it is interesting that there is a mitzvah that everyone should own a Sefer Torah. So I'm wondering if that, came into play. Did people borrow their own Sefer Torah? How widely was this observed? It does, again, the way it's fascinating. It's formulated, at the same time, you do have in the Mishnah where they would call people up to read, I guess, maybe only competent people. But it would seem that that was something that was expected that would have in their house. I know nowadays, right, Torahs are very expensive and people wouldn't have it. But I think that was... it was expected that that people would have a Torah, and they would call up people whichever people they would call up to read, right, to get an aliyah. So those people presumably would have to know the aliyah. So they somehow had to read it somehow anyway, But it's a great question. I would have to agree with you that probably this was not necessarily observed by so many people. I think that makes a lot of sense what you're saying. The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Haim, Reish Pei Hei, Seif Zion, says, Ein Tzarech Likros Parshas Yom Tov. He said explicitly, we don't read the Parsha of Yom Tov. And the Magen Avraham, you see in the notes, quotes Dora Chana. He says, because exactly that. It's because you already read the whole Torah during the year, right? So therefore, you're covered. And if you look here in Source 20, the Aruch HaShulchan says, in Reish Pei Hei, Seif Katun Beis, we're not sure what the reason is. Why didn't they start this whole Yom Tov business? Reading the Shai Mikra comes to Yom Tov. And certainly, when Moshe was metaket, established, instituted, to read from the Torah, so that's what he says. He makes the point that when Moshe said in Parshat V'Shalach, according to Chazal, we have to read from the Torah, then he also established the halacha of Shem Mikra Vecha Targum. V'alavush kasav k'dei sheyeh baki b'Torah ayin Shem. So Levush says it so people would be expert in the Torah. V'ein zeh maspik ki muvan, but that's not a sufficient explanation. And he says, V'nira d'achiyuv b'Torah, b'Torah hashmiya v'halimud k'mosh omim b'rikos ava lishmo l'omod. So the obligation of the Torah is to listen and to learn. V'ni hashmiya hi b'Shabbos misefer Torah k'shera k'suva k'das k'alacha. So the hearing is fulfilled from a kosher sefer Torah. And therefore, v'lachein yilmod mikodem b'chumash v'yala b'kodesh lishmoa b'sefer Torah. So you first learn from a chumash and then ascend in Kedusha to hear from a Sefer Torah. In other words, the Aruch HaShulchan says that, again, if the goal is to be proficient, so like you pointed out, that Yom Tov, you already read it. And then he says another reason, that basically the goal is Lishmoa V'Lilmod, and the Shmia, the listening, is generally fulfilled on Shabbos from a kosher Sefer Torah. I guess that's how it was. Originally. That's how it was originally. And so before the Shmia, we also do Limud. So it was really hand in hand. So mitzvah, Moshe said, you're gonna hear it on Shabbos, but you should learn it before because you want to be an expert. The Rama writes, so what about Haftorah? Rama says, V'chein ain't tzarech likros haftoras. Now, you don't have to do Shnai Mikra when it comes to the Haftorah. When we come, Nogu likros haftorah. Nevertheless, people have the custom to read the Haftorah. That, again, I think it's a little surprising. I don't know of many people who do Shnai Mikra. The reason it's brought down, Mishnah Berurah says, the reason it's brought down is because maybe they're going to call you up in Shul to read the Maftir, to read the Haftorah, and you want to be an expert.
It's interesting. I don't know how many people read the Shnai Mikra when it comes to the Haftorah as well. But okay, he writes this. Tosfos points out that in source 22 he says Yashin Parshasim Metzi Bornira de Kol Hashavua. So the next question is the following. Next question is, when do you start and finish reading the Parsha? When do you start and finish? So Tosa says, you can start from where? You can start from Mincha of Shabbos. Why Mincha of Shabbos? Why do you think you can start from Mincha of Shabbos? I can't hear you, Myrna.
You're already reading next week's Parsha?
Exactly. So he thinks, Tosa thinks, that you can start from that Shabbos at Mincha, once you read the right, because at Mincha you start reading the next parsha. That's where you can start. The Kolbo, source 23 in Siman Lamed Zayin says Im Chazar a parsha me'echa b'Shabbos Yatsa the Shabbos Mikra Metzibur Shvar Silo parsha b'Shabbos Mincha. So he says if you reviewed it from Sunday, you're good. And he says V'Davko Miyom Echad Ve'Elach. He the Kolbo wants to say no, starting from Sunday. So he said, even though we read the beginning of the next week's parsha at Shabbos Mincha, it's since you still read the parsha for the previous week, you can't start till Sunday. So this is a question: when can you begin, and when do you have until? So like you have on Shabbos, how do you look at Shabbos? Do you basically say, once I'm done reading the Torah portion, I'm done with that week, and once I start the next Torah reading for the next week, then I start? Or no, since the main, even though you are reading the Parsha for the following week, still, you can't start till Sunday. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Source 24, he wants to say that you should start from Sunday. Nevertheless, Mishnah Berurah says, in Source 25, Shuv hakore kikore matzibor. He says, but even though Shulchan Aruch says you start from Sunday, it doesn't really mean Sunday. It means from the time that you start reading on Shabbos Mincha, you're good. you could start from the you could start from reading the next parsha. And even more so, if you look at source 26, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he goes even further. He says, "Mistaber dahani mizman mincha gedola shiroi kvar likros a parsha achadasha." He says in source 26 that from what's mincha gedola? Mincha gedola is, let's say, a half an hour after chatzos, after midday, whatever midday means. I mean, you take sunrise to sunset, so half that time is midday, right? So let's say chatzos is 12:30, whatever. So then you have till 1 o'clock. So starting from 1 o'clock, even if you don't mincha yet, that's when you could start for the next week. You know, just as long as you have the time, as long as you could theoretically read next week's parsha, so then you can start doing Shai Mikra V'Echa V'Targum for next week's parsha. So that is that's an interesting discussion. You have three different opinions. You have Sunday, you have after once you lane next week's parsha, or even from Mincha Gedola. Now, what's the latest time? Remember, what's the goal? What could be the goal? If the goal is so you'll be a bucky, you'll be an expert for Torah reading. So when would you think that you have until?
Shachris.
What?
Shachris of Shabbos.
It seems that you'd have to Shachris, right? Although it's interesting that there's an opinion, if need be, you can rely on the Torah reading, you know, as one of the times, right? So it's interesting. Like, so if you look at Tosfos in Brachos of Chesed Beis, source 27, he says, Uzman HaShlava Yeshu Midrash Gibel Dvar. Apparently Rabbi Yudah Nasi, he told his kids three things. B'shash Niftar, that he was about to pass away, he instructed his children three things. One of them is Shelo Tochal Lechem B'Shabbes, Ad Shetigmu Kol HaParsha. Don't eat bread on Shabbos in the day before completing the entire parsha. Mashba de Kol Machila Tzarech LaShlava. Before you start your Shabbos meal, you have to finish. You got to finish. Umiyum Im Hishlima LaAchar Achila Shapirday. Okay, but If you finish it after eating the meal, it's still good. So again, before you're ready to have Oneg Shabbos, enjoy the Shabbos meal, you should be finished with the Torah reading. The Torah says Mitzvah Mufkar Shiyashim, source 28, Siman Resh Pehetz. Mitzvah bin Mufkar Shiyashim also Kodem Shiyocha B'Shabbos. He says this. That's a mitzvah ideally to finish it before you eat on Shabbos, even though hishlim osa kodem achila, and if you didn't complete it before eating, yashim achar achila kodem mincha, then you can finish after eating before mincha. Aval misham ve'elak kevin shemaskim acheres over zmano shelzos. So he says, what's the cutoff? When you daven mincha and you're lading next week's parsha, that's it. But there's still even more lenient views. The Hagos Memano, source 29, says, B'dievet, im lo hishlim, kodem achila b'shabas, yochol hashim ad dalet b'shabas. He says, what's your latest? What's the latest according to Hagos Memanios? What's the latest?
Wednesday.
Why Wednesday? Because it's sort of like, it's
halfway.
It's like halfway. What else can you do until Wednesday or until Tuesday night? What can you do until, what else?
Make Havdalah.
Yeah. Make Havdalah. So saying there are a lot of things that are, but we also learned, you know what else we learned? You have until Tuesday? We talked about going on a cruise. I remember the first thing we learned. Remember we said that Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, you look back at the previous week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you're looking forward to next week. So we see this concept comes up by cruises, Havdalah, and now, if need be, Shnai Mikra. That's what he says, that even though the main mitzvah is with the tzibor, again, the whole goal is what? The whole goal, the ideal goal, initially it seems that the takana was, the rule was, it was instituted so that you, if they call you up to get an aliyah, then you're going to read. But then it's simply be proficient. So it's proficient as long as it's connected to Shabbos, then it's fine. Shulchan Aruch writes the following, even more lenient. So again, the strictest is eating. Next is till Mincha. Next is till Wednesday. There's even more lenient, which is what? Source 30. Best thing is for you eat. Vimlo yishlim kodem achila yashim achar achila mincha. Next step to mincha. Yeshomrim ad revi b'shav some say it till Wednesday. Yeshomrim ad shmini ad seres that is sifas Torah. Such shaz v'shlim ad tzibur. So you know, yeah, those people, oh my gosh, you got shmini ad seres, you just steig it away. doing the whole Torah. Shtaimikavecha Targum. Because I got to finish my Simchas Torah. Okay. So I think some people did this, by the way, like, you know, for COVID when they couldn't lane. So I think there was some play. There's a whole question, like, can you miss it? Should you make it up? So I think there's some communities where, like, you know, Shemini Atzeres, you're just reading a whole bunch of parshas. But okay, but this is Shnaibikim Vechatargum. Okay, so what about women? Should women read Shnaibikim Vechatargum? So are women, so number one question is, are women obligated to hear Kriyas HaTorah? So that's a debate. So the Magen Avraham actually says that women are obligated to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So therefore, you could argue that if women are, I'm looking here on page 288, that since we saw that Shnayim Mikra is linked to Kriyas HaTorah, so you might argue that if women are obligated in Kriyas HaTorah, they also are obligated in Shnayim Mikra. Most poskim reject that Magen Avraham. And also most poskim hold that Shnayim Mikra is related to learning Torah, and women, obviously, it's good, it's recommended, but they're not obligated. So they wouldn't be obligated for Shnayim Mikra. So the Yalkut Yosef says in Source 31, he says, Ikar atakana likro Shnayim Mikra vecha targum hu kadei lilmon es haTorah ulavida. The main takana of Shnayim Mikra vecha targum is to learn the Torah and to understand it. V'chemen shenashi peturus mitzvos limud Torah. Women are exempt from the mitzvah of limud Torah. Peturus gam mikriya Shnayim Mikra vecha targum. So they'd be exempt from Shnayim Mikra vecha targum because that's a function of limud haTorah. Vafla poskim shekasu sheisha tzricha lishmo kriyas haTorah, but you don't, And even if you hold that women must hear kriyas haTorah, right? So you still, in our case, yodu sheptura midion didon. In our case, yodu sheptura milikwa shnayim mikra vecha targum. They would, even those who would say women are obligated in kriyas haTorah, they would still be exempt from shnayim mikra. Why? Shebekriyas sefer Torah hu din miyuchad shemitzvah lishmo kamo mitzvahs hakel. Right, what's the mitzvah of Hakel? Every 7 years, right, men, women, and children come to hear the Torah reading. Okay, it's a mitzvah for men and women. Even though women are exempt from mitzvah of Talmud Torah, they're still obligated Hakel. So maybe you can argue that Kriyas HaTorah is like a quasi Hakel. Women are obligated according to the Magen Avraham. However, for us, but no one's going to argue that Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum is a din in Hakel. In other words, even if it's connected to Kriyas HaTorah, at the end of the day, it's a din in Limud, and women would be exempt from that. And he writes, "Will be prat l'didan dinaktinan shein anashim chayovas klavish means Kriyas HaTorah." He says, generally speaking, practically, we don't the consensus is not like the Magen Avraham that women are not obligated to hear Torah reading, and therefore they would be exempt from Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum. However, Panini Halacha says the following. That's Rav Melamed, Rav Elazar Melamed. He says, Nashim peturos michovas kriyas haTorah. Women are exempt from the obligation to read from the Torah. Umi kriyas shnayim mikra vecha targum, and they're exempt from shnayim mikra vecha targum. Ve'im yirtzu lishtatef bekriyas haTorah ve'lilmon es parsha shul yesh la mitzvah. Yeah, but still, you get a mitzvah if you decide to take upon yourself to shnayim mikra vecha targum. Just like if you say, you know, like now you're exempt from coming to the Zoom chabura to learn here in Tzur Mirabanan. But you get schar, you're getting reward, okay? So too, if you do Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum, so it's certainly, you certainly get a mitzvah for this as a, you know, it's a wonderful thing to do, to take upon yourself. The Tshuvas Agonim, so there are many people who basically say that, you know what, I'm doing Daf Yomi, Nach Yomi, I'm learning Be'iyun, I'm learning this, I'm learning that, I'm learning this. Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum, that's like, you know, for people don't have time. So they're Yotzi with their Shnayim Mikra. But if I'm learning a lot, I shouldn't give up my other time for this, right? So the Tshuvas HaGaonim, Source 33, says the following. U'shesha'altim, that which you asked. Talmud Chacham, right? Gaonim, that's 7th to 11th century. So it's, you know, a while ago. Talmud Chacham, she'da rotzi lahaster parshiyosu b'shabbos. Let's say a Talmud Chacham who doesn't want to arrange. He doesn't want to do Shnayim Mikra. The road said Lishanos Tamudo. Because what does he want to do? He wants to learn Gemara instead. Yeshlo Rishus La'Soskei Lo. Gemara or Shnayim Mikra? Right? Kach Amru Chachamim Zal. Afo Pishu Choshik B'Tamudo Al Yifsha B'Lahashim Parshi Yosef. You should be negligent. You got to do Shnayim Mikra. Even though Gemara is wonderful. Gemara is a wonderful thing. But you shouldn't be negligent from knowing the Chumash, from reviewing the Chumash each and every week. There Rav Moshe finds in source 34, that's what he says. He says, Hine be'inyan ha-mitzvah, shemachuyav kol echad ve'echad likro ha-parsha b'chol shavua. When it comes to the mitzvah, that you're obligated to read the parsha each and every week, shnai mikra ve'echad targum, he says, shenisrashel ma'od. This has become very lax. Af eitzel hari b'nei Torah. Many b'nei Torah, they learn so much, shnai mikra ve'echad targum. That's like a, it's a nice thing. It's not necessarily like an obligation. He says, Pashi to borrow kamo shalo niftar shum adam, v'chol mitzvot d'rabban. He says, it's clear that just like nobody is exempt from any mitzvah d'rabbanon, right? Betaina she osik b'torah. You can't say, well, I'm learning Torah, so I don't have to do this mitzvah d'rabbanon. You don't say that. So adraba, af mi she torasum natskrav shum b'yochai, chaverav. Even those people are learning Torah full time. So you p'turim mitfila d'rabbanon. And those people who are exempt from tefillah d'rabbanon. Rishim Yochai, since he was one in the cave, and he was the one who learned Torah day and night, so he was exempt from tefillah, that's only rabbinic. Nevertheless, Rav Moshe Feinstein says, Hayu chayav mikriyas ha-parsha shnei mikra ve'echad targum. They're still obligated in shnei mikra ve'echad targum. We'll be prat l'doreinu, she'anu yecholim lomar, she'anu b'kiyam b'mikra. We're not expert in Torah. Right, it's like, you know, kids come home from yeshiva and they, I learned this gemara, that gemara. Can you tell me something in the parsha? I don't know anything in the parsha. So he says it's an actual chiyuv. So women, you have you don't have to do it because you don't have to. You're exempt from it, but it's a nice thing to do, a nice mitzvah to do to familiarize yourself with chumash. It's not just a nice idea. It seems that it is a real it's a real obligation. It's a real obligation to really, every week, to go through the parsha. Okay?